This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he's determined it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia. Despite accusations, the Crown Prince ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
And I'm not going to tell a country that's spending hundreds of billions of dollars and has helped me do one thing very importantly, keep oil prices down so that they're not going to $100 and $150 a barrel. Right now, we have oil prices in great shape. I'm not going to destroy the world economy, and I'm not going to destroy the economy for our country by being foolish with Saudi Arabia.
Mr. Trump acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence in the region. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom would be, in his words, a terrible mistake. Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday and met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
He
said many questions remain unanswered about the Khashoggi case, who was behind it, who gave the orders. He said Ankara does not believe the team that confronted Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate did not kill him on their own. The Saudi Crown Prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes Khashoggi's death was ordered directly by the Crown Prince. The U.S. Defense Department says nearly 40 al-Shabaab militants were killed in Somalia in two airstrikes carried out Monday, and done so in coordination with Somali forces. Last month, the U.S. military said it killed dozens of militants in a single airstrike, with around 100 killed a year ago in attacks on al-Shabaab training camps. President Trump ordered stepped-up action against the insurgent group by the U.S. Africa Command shortly after taking office. This is VOA News. UN envoy to Yemen, Martin Griffith, says back to the region Wednesday to give impetus to the peace process as fighting flared for control of the vital Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. He'll try to bring the Shia Houthi rebels and the Saudi coalition-backed Yemeni government together to end a four-year conflict. Meanwhile, at the Al Thawra Hospital in Hodeidah, airstrikes and artillery blasts have increased the number of patients. Dr. Ahmed Bogam said in the past 2 weeks, of 26 patients received, 8 have died, and he said those numbers are on the rise. The U.S. announced new sanctions to disrupt an Iranian-Russian network that sent millions of barrels of oil to Syria and hundreds of millions of dollars indirectly to fund militant groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
This is in exchange for the movement of hundreds of millions of dollars to the IRGC Quds Force. That money is then passed on to terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and Hamas. The United States, in its continued efforts, will not allow these dirty dealings to flourish. Iran will not be allowed to exploit the international financial system to hide revenue streams it uses to fund terrorist activity, support sectarian militias abusing civilian populations, or to destabilize the region.
The U.S. Treasury said since 2014, vessels carrying Iranian oil switched off their transponders to conceal their deliveries. South Korea announced Wednesday it will close a controversial Japanese-funded foundation created in 2015 to help so-called comfort women forced into sexual slavery for Japanese troops during World War II. Japan's prime minister warned the move risks damaging bilateral ties. Tokyo has apologized for the action of its forces in Korea and set up nearly $9 million as a compensation fund. Sri Lanka's largest party warns the Indian Ocean island nation faces default on its debt amid a political power struggle that has entered a second month. International ratings agency Moody's Tuesday downgraded Sri Lanka's credit rating from B1 to B2, which means it will have to pay more in interest on its foreign debt. British Prime Minister May is to meet European Union Commission President Juncker in Brussels Wednesday to review terms of Britain's departure known as Brexit. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, a member of the Prime Minister's government, has issued a warning, change the terms of the deal or risk losing support. The leader is Sammy Wilson.
She's on the collision course not just with us. She's on the collision course with her own party, substantial members of her own party.
The DUP opposes Brexit's deal plan to keep the border with the Irish Republic open after Brexit, weakening the union by creating separate trade rules for Northern Ireland. Former South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu Tuesday presided over the awarding of the International Children's Prize for Peace to students who survived a mass shooting at a Florida high school and have campaigned for tighter gun control. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.